Welcome to the Billy the Kid Show.
Let's do it.
Turn it up and sing and dance.
Hell yeah.
Let's go, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, good morning. What's up? It is Billy the Kid, September 23rd. It's a Wednesday. Hey. Ann Hudson is here. What's up, Ann?
Oh, yeah. I got an email notification, and I was like, wow, my Corn Crazy purchases are really off the charts.
God,
I don't know. This
stop
is so
it.
Neat.
It's an intervention today. Seriously. Mm-hmm. Stop.
We all wrote you a letter.
But listen. I think that I've already gotten better, but I ordered this like multiple months ago, and I forgot that I had ordered it, and it's so out of character for me to order something like this.
Oh, God.
But it's not. I got a shipping notification that I had ordered Taylor Swift, Folklore, a sweatshirt, and the cardigan.
What? Oh, my God. I'm jealous.
What was I thinking, though? Wow. That's so out of my character. I don't even... And now I'm like, oh, my God. What was I thinking? I was just in a quarantine crazy purchasing moment because I would never buy, like, a Taylor Swift.
That's not that bad, though.
Cardigan.
That's actually not that bad. I mean, it's a collector's item. You're a Taylor Swift fan. That's kind of reasonable. It's not too awful. Oh. I mean, it depends on how much money you spend on the Taylor Swift cardigan.
I'm not even going to
talk about it.
It's like $60.
Yeah. Well, I mean, something totally out of my, I don't know what, I mean, literally, it just shows me how crazy I am. I don't even know who I am anymore.
Gossip Greg, speaking of cardigans, he's been wearing cardigans like every single day.
Oh, I know. It's like you're wearing like a quilt or something. It's so amazing and comfortable.
It seems miserable to me. It seems so miserable to wear anything like that because I'd be so itchy and hot. Look at you.
I'm so comfy right now. I love it so much.
Fall vibes. Gossip Greg, what's up with you today? You're at the station. We're at home broadcasting socially distant, of course. So what's up with you, Greg?
Well, I've got a new obsession, and her name is Ava Max. She's got this new album, and I'm obsessed with it. I probably know every song on the album already.
Yeah.
And it is just so good. So if you're looking for new music and like a vibe out there, Ava Max, her new album. I'm telling you, y'all need to listen.
It is good. It actually really is.
She's
awesome. She reminds me, you know, when you look at her, she reminds me so much of Lady Gaga.
I see that too.
She does.
She's so fun. Yes.
That album is really good. Pooh, what's up with you, Pooh?
Hey, I got a new found addiction thanks to Billy and his son Ryder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Smoothies. Man, I've been getting smoothies.
I'm not addicted to smoothies.
No, I said I have a newfound addiction.
I know, but we only had like
because
one.
Because you introduced him to
a smoothie? You've never had a smoothie before?
I don't even think about smoothies, but when I went and got, you know, me, you, and Ryder one, I was like, ooh, I like these. And yesterday I went back and got
more. What kind of smoothie? Like hopefully veggies and
this is going to be a problem because he thinks... See, Pooh's the kind of guy that he says, he thinks, well, if I'm eating a salad, then I'm being healthy. Forget the fact that I just poured a bottle of ranch on it.
You got to still be careful.
So I got the peanut butter plus.
No, you got the chocolate peanut butter one. You can't. That's like 900 calories.
Tastes like a Reese's.
Yeah, but that's the problem.
It is a Reese's probably in there.
Yeah, but she's probably better off eating a Reese's.
She was like, hey, do you want the vitamins? I put the vitamins
in
there.
Well, you can sprinkle vitamins on a candy bar.
Well, it was good. And I found out you could even put Red Bull in them.
I didn't do that,
but I just found out, like, if you wanted to get one on your way to work in the morning, you could add Red Bull.
No, it's good to have but you had three yesterday.
Eat dinner.
Get cut off. Well, how could you after three smoothies?
filling.
I will say this. I am so irritated at Ryder, my son's teachers.
What?
I think that they're just mad, and I always show a lot of love to teachers, and I do at the end of the day. Love teachers. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, totally.
Do you understand what they did? They had him do, because, you know, of course I get done with the show and then I go downstairs. I'm at my home studio and I go downstairs and I, you know, help him with his virtual school and all that stuff. And he's like, Dad, I need you to help me with a couple things. And I was like, okay, cool. Probably some math, you know, even though I suck at it because it's that weird core math or whatever. I'm like, here's an iPhone. Figure it out. But they had him do this. They're going over liquids, solids, and gas, you know, different types of matter. Mm-hmm. First thing they had him do is, have your parents get some chocolate and melt it in a bowl. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, we can do that to show how it goes from solid to liquid. And
science,
I was like,
class.
this is a lot, but okay, that's fine. You know, middle of the day, I got to find chocolate. It's a lot. Okay, so I melt that, do it. Of course, then he eats it all and he's super hype. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We dip it in bananas, actually, and we make kind of like a little treat out of it.
I saw that on your Insta story. I was like,
I get to the next thing that he has to do that day that he needs my help with. And he says, and this, Dad, I need to write, you know, my numbers. They're working on their motor skills. He's 9 as far as, you know, writing letters and making sure it's legible, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So the teacher says, grab some, you know, maybe whipped cream or shaving cream. And then what you can do, and it's on a video, she goes, you could put it on the table, smear the shaving cream all over the table, and I want you to write your letters in the shaving cream.
Hello.
Aw, she's trying to be creative.
Yeah. Do you understand the mess that that made yesterday?
Yeah.
But you could have put it on a cookie sheet and contained it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm serious.
That's hysterical. You have three boys.
Or have put sugar in there and used sugar or
you
salt.
You have three boys, and you mean to tell me, cookie sheet or not, you think it's going to be contained?
Probably not. I probably would have used sugar. I probably would have done sugar or sand or something like that.
It was sand. Where am I going to get sand? What am I?
I don't know. I have that magnetic, kinetic sand or whatever
okay,
it is.
You're more prepared. I had shaving cream. I used it. It was everywhere, and I had to clean it up for 30 minutes. And I was like, cool. Glad you learned how to write the letter I.
Oh, my God. They're just trying so hard to be creative in this.
You know what, Ann? Don't even give me crap. I can't wait till one of your teachers says you do something ridiculous with the kids.
I know. Listen, I haven't had that experience.
You know what? Oh, they're just trying to be creative.
The worst thing I've had to do is go on a leaf scavenger hunt. Me and my 5-year-old had to go on a leaf scavenger hunt and pick leaves and then find out what they were called.
Oh,
and,
but that's
you
fun.
Know.
That's fun that you're not tearing up your house. Right. I had to melt chocolate and make numbers in shaving cream.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I haven't had to do that yet.
Oh, my God. What's trending is coming up next, Anne.
Oh, yeah. One of the president's airplanes had to make an emergency landing last night. I'll tell you what happened coming up and what's trending.
One of the president's? Our president? Or how many presidents?
Well, one of the president's planes. They have multiple planes, like Air Force One, Air Force Two.
Oh, I didn't even know that. How many? They have more than one? Oh.
Yeah, of course.
I knew they had a backup. Well, I'm sorry, Secret Service, Ann Hudson.
Yes, I know.
All right, we'll do what's trending coming up next.
The big Hollywood headlines, Austin. Here's what's trending with Ann Hudson on 96.7 KISS FM.
Man, last night, Air Force Two had to make an emergency landing. Vice President Mike Pence was on the plane. It had just departed Manchester Boston Regional Airport. It was headed to Washington, D.C. when it got struck by birds. The birds hit the airplane about 7 seconds after takeoff. Sparks were seen coming from the plane's right engine. And that's when they had to make the emergency landing. Thankfully, they landed okay, and the vice president ended up flying back on a cargo plane that usually transports his vehicles.
Wow.
And they kind of were Instagramming about it, kind of making jokes about it. Glad that turned out, you know, okay.
Isn't it crazy how we have like the most crazy self-defense, you know, in this country? We have the best defense. We have the best military.
Yeah.
And some birds can come take down a plane, possibly.
Oh, I know. It's frightening.
I always check the runway and look for birds. I'm so weird.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it? I know. I always have to sit by a window to make sure the plane's not going to crash.
Oh, yeah, that's going to help, too. Yeah, Ann yells at the birds when we're about to take off.
It's so weird. Like, get out of the way! Yeah, for sure. So, Bed Bath & Beyond, they are set to close 63 stores by the end of the year, and they announced which 63 locations will be the first ones to shut down. This, of course, is part of the company's cost-cutting strategy. They announced 2 months ago their plan to shut down a total of 200 Bed Bath & Beyond stores and eliminate 2,800 jobs over the next 2 years. But 29 states are impacted, and Texas is one of them. In fact, Austin, the Bed Bath & Beyond store up on Research Boulevard is one of the stores they announced that will be shutting down. So at least we still have the one in the south side. There's still one in South Austin.
I just don't like seeing businesses close. I mean, I don't care if it's big business, small business. You just know that people are losing jobs, and I hate that.
I know. It's so sad. It really, really is so sad. Well, it's official. There was rumors that Tom Cruise was planning to go to space to film a movie, but in fact, he is booked on the flight in October of 2021 on the NASA SpaceX trip, and he will be filming this movie aboard the International Space Station. You know, he's always been known as the actor to perform most of his stunts in Mission Impossible and things of that nature, but yeah, looks like this is going to be legit. Can you imagine, like, an actor going to space to film an actual movie? But they announced it yesterday in the Space Shuttle Almanac. They tweeted a graph of the planned launches, and they had the crew listed on there, and Tom Cruise, the director of the movie, and a pilot. And then they have one vacant seat for one other person, which they didn't have a name there, but it means someone else is going to be going on that flight as well.
Would you do that? I mean, I don't know if there's certain things I don't care how much money. It wouldn't, it, it would not, not happen.
I am, you know, I've always been obsessed with space. I even like found the Challenger documentary that they have on Netflix and I watched some of it over the weekend and it was so interesting. I've always been fascinated by space and wanted to go. But since I've had kids, not worth the risk for me anymore at this point.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not worth it.
You wouldn't do it no matter how much money. There's certain things, no matter how much money you pay me, I wouldn't do.
I feel like going to space would be about a life experience, not getting paid to do it. That's something that is so cool, and I wish I could just be brave enough to go. But, yeah, I don't want to leave my kids if something happened, because obviously it's super high risk, right?
Yeah, like, I hate snakes, but for $1 million, I would get in a pool full of snakes.
No, I wouldn't even do that. No, no.
You wouldn't? Oh, okay.
No, no. I don't even like the word snakes. That's what's trending on 96.7 Kiss FM.
She's freaking out now.
The Billy the Kiss Show is on. 96.7
Kiss FM.
How to stay? Oh, Greg's getting hyped now. His song came on.
Yep.
He starts twisting his neck.
Are we over the song yet, though?
No. I like it. I like Meg Thee Stallion. We got to talk about her coming up too, because.
Yeah.
I'm like, I like her, but she was named one of the most influential people.
Here for it.
In the Times world. Top 100, yeah.
I was like, I mean, the most influential out of 100 people. There's people doing some incredible things in this world, and she's...
I gotta give her some credit. I feel like Megan Thee Stallion has been the most talked about female of 2020, honestly. Yeah. Like, one of the most.
I mean...
From getting shot in the foot, to Savage, to WAP, like, all the things.
Yeah, but that doesn't make you one of the most just because you've been talked
about.
Well,
she's influencing America right now.
Okay, all right. Well, I don't know if she's influencing...
Even Nana
knows Megan Thee Stallion.
She knew the WAP video. What's that WAP video? My mother-in-law that was here the other day.
How awkward is that?
Oh, Lord.
And if you don't know what we're talking about worship and praise.
Yes. WAP.
That's exactly right.
Or
that's
witches and potions.
Or wings and pizza.
Yeah, or wings and pizza. It's 96.7 Kiss FM, Billy the Kid, Ann Hudson, Pooh, Gossip Greg. I love the random stuff we were talking about off the air because there's certain things I just won't do for money. And I was thinking, like, one thing I would not do was go to space. Like, I would not. I know it sounds so cool, but there's no way I would go to space. But for like $1 million, I hate snakes. I would get in a kiddie pool full of snakes for $1 million.
No, I don't even like hearing that or thinking about that.
What would you not do? No matter, there's a lot of things I would do for money. What is one thing, Ann, you would not do no matter how much money it would be?
Oh, cheat on my husband. I would never hook up with someone else for money.
Oh, yeah. Good. Not that I don't believe you. Don't get me wrong. But I was like, what's that movie back in the day?
Indecent Proposal. I know, with Demi Moore. I loved that movie. It's a good movie.
And so there's not a price. What if poor Fred was like, hey, listen, you know what we could do with $1 million?
Yeah.
No.
$2 million. What if a lady said, and I'll pay you $2 million. Let me have one night with Fred.
Oh
no!
$2 million. You would turn down.
I'd have to up my game with him for at least a year before that.
I heard that's what you're worried about.
Well, I am. Like, we got 3 kids and we're tired. It's not the most romantic now.
I mean, I'm not worried about your performance. I'm just talking about the fact, would you do it? Would you let him do it for $2 million?
And somebody's trying to pay you for one night with Fred.
I don't think so, because it wouldn't be worth it if it destroyed our family. We have such a fun family. There's no, like, our consciences are all clear and life is so good. I would hate to have something negative infiltrate it like that.
Respect that. Yeah. Okay, all right, Pooh, because there's not much that Pooh wouldn't do. Right? If you got one, by the way, call me up, 512-390-1967. What is one thing you would not do, no matter how much money is involved? But Pooh would do anything for money.
I would, but jump off a building. You know how some of those guys do those?
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be scared that my chute wouldn't work or the glider wouldn't work.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
I'm not good with heights. I don't know if I'd ever
die. Yeah, no good if you're dead.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. But the chances of anything happening when you're going skydiving are so minimal. To think, if somebody gave you $1 million, you wouldn't go skydiving? I would.
Oh, Scott.
Oh, man, I think I'd be too scared. I'm telling you, I still think that's life-threatening for me, because I would be so scared I'd probably have a heart attack. No,
yeah, I'm going to try skydiving.
I mean, I might skydive for $1 million, but God, it would be so scary and so stressful.
In a heartbeat. People do that for fun. So you wouldn't go off a building for $1 million.
I'm not jumping off.
I did that. I rappelled down the building.
No, he's talking about jumping off of it.
Rappel?
Yeah, I know. But
I rappelled in the Army. I'll rappel, but I'm not jumping.
And it's like, I took an elevator once.
No, but I actually did rappel for, like, was that for Make-A-Wish Foundation?
Yeah, that was. I remember.
Yeah, but I was so, I couldn't eat, my legs were like spaghetti. I was so scared from doing it.
What building that was downtown? What was it? What building was that?
What's it called? It's the one that's like stacked up. Like,
yeah,
it's
the
like
Tetris
smaller
building.
Yes, it's like the Tetris building. That's right.
Anyway.
I can't remember what it's called though.
Gossip Greg, one thing you would not do, no matter how much money's involved.
Be around bugs or eat bugs or spiders. Or
what? Be around bugs? Are you from Alabama?
That does not matter. I do not like bugs, and people eat bugs, and I just...
So you mean to tell me for $1 million you wouldn't eat a bowl of crickets?
Ew, oh my God.
Crazy.
Absolutely not.
Sauce, I'm eating all that.
No, because
bowl.
I would instantly vomit, probably.
In some countries, it's a delicacy.
Yeah, it is. Like tea crickets? Yep.
No,
yeah.
Nope.
$1 million. I don't think you're being serious. $1 million, I would eat all the crickets. All
of them.
I don't know if I could do it, y'all.
All right, what about this? For $500,000, would you get in a kiddie pool full of assorted bugs? June bugs, some roly-polies, some ants.
I would do that,
okay,
yeah.
If they
don't bother me.
If they don't bite, then yeah.
If they don't bite, you do that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. I thought you'd like the little nibbles.
Oh, my God.
Okay, what about you? What would you do? It doesn't matter how much money. What would you not do?
Get in some sort of tank with eels.
Have you seen eels? They are disgusting. Ugh. Plus, the Little Mermaid turned me off of them forever. 96.7 Kiss FM. It is Bill the Kid and Hudson. Don't forget, we got a second date update. We'll do that at 7:20, 7:30-ish today, somewhere around there. Either way. Did you see this? I was so excited because best cities to live in, they named like the top 50 best places to live, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking through the list, and I was like, okay, yeah, whatever. Okay. You guess what number 4 was? Here, I'll go over top 5.
Austin better be up there because it's for sure the best place to live.
I agree, but it wasn't. It wasn't Austin specifically. But number 5 was Columbia, Maryland. Mm. And then number 4 out of all the cities in the country was Rockwall. Round Rock, I mean. Round Rock.
Oh, I was like, Rockwall.
Yeah. Round Rock.
Oh, that's good.
Round Rock was, number 4. I was so shocked. I was like, okay.
Round Rock.
Yeah, and then Alabama had Georgia had one on there. I was like, oh, Greg's going to get hyped. Evans, Georgia was number 1.
Hey, where's that at?
Well, what do you mean? You tell me. You're from there.
Georgia.
I lived in Atlanta. I don't know anything about no other places.
Oh, here we go.
I don't know no other place.
I live in Atlanta.
I know.
Ray, where's your bad grammar bell?
Girl, bye.
Bell.
Where
is it?
Bad grammar bell's gone. There it is.
I don't know no other places.
I ain't in me no other place.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. God, Greg, we love you, though. 96.7 Kiss FM. Oh, I ain't never seen that. Oh, wow. It's 96.7 Kiss FM. Hopefully, you are having an awesome morning. Billy the Kid and Hudson is here bright and early this morning. So is Pooh and Gossip Greg. And oh, my gosh. I'm looking at this test. This is a test going around online about what makes you a good husband or wife, but it's from 1939.
Oh, geez.
Oh, my God, which obviously I wasn't born in 1939. Pooh, you could tell me if it was a good year or not.
Oh, my God.
No, but for real, I mean, I know that is a long time ago, but there's still people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, women like weren't even really working very much back then. Huh?
There's still people alive from 1939. It's not like forever ago to think about, you know, oh, well, it's not like 500 years ago, you know?
Yeah, I know, but a lot has changed in those years.
For sure, especially when you hear this. What makes a good husband? You want to know the things according to the test that makes a good husband?
Yeah, curious.
And the verbiage on this is so funny. That's why I'm laughing is, you're nice to her friends.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's pretty much common sense.
Yeah.
You remember your anniversary. That still applies, right? That's probably one thing that still applies.
Yeah, definitely. My husband can never get it right.
Are you ready for this? You're kind to her, even if no one's watching. Oh, well, how nice.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Oh, my God. That's the most important. I almost sometimes feel like Fred is more kind to me when we're on our own than he is when we're in front of people sometimes. It's weird.
Oh, my gosh. To think about that, they had to say that. Even when no one's watching, you're nice to her, right? Yeah. Wow. You ask her opinion sometimes.
Oh my gosh.
You ask her opinion sometimes. You let her drive the car if she needs to.
What?
Yeah,
I would not have done well in the 30s.
Yeah. And the last one is really bizarre to think about before, like, the internet and things.
Okay. Yeah.
You're a good husband if you read the paper to her out loud.
Oh, that's sweet. Wow. That's sweet. Cute.
That's like archaic to me.
Paper. It is, but I mean, that's kind of sweet.
All right, here's some signs you're not a good husband, okay? This is signs you're not a good husband. If you flirt in front of her. I like how they say in front of her.
That's common sense.
How about if you flirt with other people? Yeah. They say if you flirt in front of her.
In front of her. Oh, yeah.
If you compare her to your mom or previous wives.
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God.
That pertains. That still applies for sure. You're not a good husband if you talk about how life was better before you got married, it says. Not saying excuse me when you burp or using table manners. That would make
you a
bad husband.
Okay.
And criticizing her in public would make you...
Forever.
Well, that's the difference that made me, like, cringe. Because you're thinking to yourself, oh, in public. Criticizing her in public. That's... Now, here's what makes it, according to this test in 1939, here's what makes you a good wife by 1939 standards.
Okay.
You always serve dinner on time.
Oh, yes, that's me.
Think about this. Like,
I have it delivered on time every night.
You play an instrument. Isn't that random?
Oh, what?
Yeah, that's very random.
People used to play...
Maybe showing that you have a hobby?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You get dressed up for breakfast.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Gosh,
can you imagine living in this world?
Mm-mm.
Like, ugh.
No.
You're a good housekeeper.
Yeah, I mean,
you always...
I still do that. I take that on as my role. Like, well, I feel like it's my responsibility.
Yeah, but so does Fred. You think that pertains? He does. Oh, she's giving me the worst look ever. What do you mean?
He takes the trash
our
out.
Values of, like, I love cleanliness. He doesn't care so much.
Okay, but
I make sure it's clean. Like, and I mean, maybe it's selfish because I want it that way.
Do
I don't
you
know.
Think that applies still? I mean, this is 1939.
No, I don't think it applies. But I think that some of these things are still kind of ingrained a little bit.
You're a good housekeeper. I think that has changed over the years. It takes two. Come on, really?
No, it does. But I'm just saying, like, I guarantee I do most of the housework, almost all of it, actually.
All right. Wow. Wait till Fred gets up and I tell him that.
Mm-hmm.
He knows it.
You always put the kids to bed. That would make a good wife.
My husband puts our kids to bed because I go to bed earlier than they do.
You run any big purchases by your husband first. I think that's respect mutually, even in today's world.
Totally.
And you let him sleep in on the weekends. How funny is that?
You know, I do. Fred does sleep in on the weekends. And sometimes I'm like, oh, I have to wake up early every during the week now, even on the weekends, because the dog wants me to let it out.
Now, 1939, here's signs you're not a good wife from 1939. Not liking kids. Being late for appointments. Being a backseat driver.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Getting jealous. Wearing red nail polish, they have on the list.
What?
Really?
Kind of bizarre. But this was funny on the list. In 1939, you were considered a bad wife, and it was not cool at all if you let your cold feet touch him under the covers.
Oh, that's sweet. My husband and I, like, use each other to warm our feet up. And we take care of each other. Like, I'm like, here, put them between my thighs.
Win. Because you haven't slept in the same bed in years.
Oh, my God. We still snuggle almost every night.
Matter of fact, I don't think you've slept in the same bed since 1939.
The Billy the Kid Show is on. 96.7.
Kiss FM.
Hey, Austin. This song is over. This is the longest outro of a song ever.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
So hold on. Just let it go. Yeah.
Bring me some.
Restroom, come back. Post Malone. The Billboard Music Awards will be on by the time this song ends.
For real.
Jeez.
Hollywood Headlines Austin. Here's what's trending with Ann Hudson on 96.7 KISS FM.
So the CDC released some guidelines for Halloween this year, and a lot of the traditional Halloween activities can be high risk, as you can imagine, at spreading the virus. They're saying to avoid crowded costume parties that are held indoors, haunted houses, boo, hay rides, and tractor rides if it's with people outside of your household. And they did say door-to-door trick-or-treating is a no-go, and that even includes trunk or treating, which surprises me. That's when people like put candy in their trunks and decorate them and whatnot. I kind of was thinking that'd be something we would do. But in fact, they're saying that's not a good idea. Hmm. Definitely don't do that. Also, they're saying to make sure to not wear any of the Halloween masks and think that you're protected that way. They're saying that if you put a plastic mask also over even a normal one, that it can really cause problems breathing. So they're advising you to be careful. Now, some things they did recommend that they said are low risk is for you to socially distance and do pumpkin carvings, virtual Halloween costume competitions, Halloween movie nights, socially distanced outdoor scavenger hunts. And instead of door-to-door trick-or-treating, they suggest that you do individually wrapped goodie bags that are lined up at the end of your driveway. That way, when families are walking by, they can just grab a goodie bag and go about the way. Oh, I know. We were kind of talking about that with our kids, and my 13-year-old was like, oh, I'm going to have a lot of candy. Yeah. And I was like, oh, no. This has got to be the honor system. Like, everyone has to, you know, do their responsible thing and just take one bag if that's what ends up happening.
Which that is never going to happen with the people or the kids who are a little bit older who don't have parents with them, because the parents aren't going to be like there to say, hey, put that down one. It's going to be every bag's gone in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I still think the best thing to do is to put an X on your sidewalk with chalk, and then the kids stand there and you stand at the front door and chuck the candy out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was like some guy on YouTube I saw that invented like a candy launcher. He's like, launching it.
Finally, this would be fun for the adults and the kids.
I know. It really would. That would be funny. So BTS, y'all, they're going back to The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, but this time they're taking over for an entire week. The week-long special BTS starts on Monday, and each night they're going to do a unique performance. And I mean, I didn't even realize that they like shattered the YouTube record for the highest number of YouTube views for a video premiere with their song Dynamite. Do you know they had 101.1 million views in 24 hours?
Can you
believe that?
It was insane.
One video online. That is so crazy to me. So they're also going to be participating in comedy bits, and they'll do a virtual interview with Jimmy Fallon. And he was just saying, you know, Tonight Show, it's so important to showcase talent and creatives, and what better way to kick it off than with BTS? So
that's a phenomenon too. That is not just a group. That is a phenomenon. The BTS army rolls deep.
Oh man, they do.
You better talk good.
I get so many tweets from them.
You'll be getting DMs.
Being on the radio, and I'm like, tweet the program director. I don't deal with the music. Leave me out of this. Anyway, so South by Southwest, y'all see they made the big announcement that they are coming back in 2021. It is going to be a digital festival, kind of par for the course, I think, now. But yeah, they announced the plans online. The online portion will have keynotes, screenings, exhibitions, and more. They're saying it will be two parts, South by Southwest, the education portion, and then South by Southwest online, the EDU part. So you can start, their entries are being accepted now, starting on October 6th.
Wow.
So I know it's just, and y'all remember, this kind of sparked my memory, because remember when South by Southwest made the choice to like cancel?
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was such a huge deal. Little did we know, like 1 or 2 days later,
I know,
everything was canceling. But that was like the very first thing.
I think that was probably the first big music event, or, you know, event in general that in the country.
I know.
That was canceled. I mean, and people were so mad. They're like, you're overreacting. This is.
Yes.
And now you think just a few months later, you would be absolutely ridiculous for having a festival. And you would
can you
imagine South By in this atmosphere? It would be impossible. Impossible.
Well, and they were saying that they're not completely ruling out some in-person things for coming up in 2021, but still obviously weighing their option. But it is planned to be split. It'll be March 9th through 11th for the South by Southwest EDU portion, and then South by Southwest online will be March 16th through the 20th.
That's depressing to me, though. I got to be honest. I've been struggling lately with this, you know, and I have it pretty easy, to be honest. You know, I get to work from home. Thankfully, I can do that, and I feel like lucky and blessed to be able to do that. But man, I just got to get out of the house. Mm-hmm. And to think that in March, next March in 2021, if we're still living like this, I can't even start thinking about it, because it gives me anxiety.
Yeah, just one day at a time.
I know, but I'm sick of saying one day at a time. I'm having a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Just focus on fall feels and focus on, you know, we've got Halloween coming up and Thanksgiving. That's what I'm trying to focus on. I'm looking at decorations and just trying to fill my headspace with those.
Yeah, but,
you know, it's new memories with your kids.
I appreciate that. Don't get me wrong. That's why I'm not even mad. Because
shut up, Ann. Let me have my moment.
No. I get it, because Christmas is coming earlier than ever, I feel. And it's because people are looking just for that comfort, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're already seeing decorations. But I already saw somebody on Instagram put up their Christmas tree. And if would have done this last year, I'd have been enraged.
I'm here
for
it.
This is the most ridiculous thing ever. But guess what? If this year that makes you happy, put it up.
Yes.
I know. And there's even Christmas lights already going up in my neighborhood. Now they are Halloween. They're surrounded by like Halloween things, but it's still good. I mean, I get it. I'm like, I'm here for that.
Yeah, seriously. If it makes you happy in 2020 to put your tree up right now, put it up.
Do
I might
it.
Put mine up.
Do
I'm
it.
Doing it this weekend. From the Doja Cat, one of Ann's favorites, Gucci Mane. Gucci, oh, there you go.
Did you swipe right on Tinder, but wanted to swipe left once you actually met? Second date update is on.
96.7 Kiss FM. It is Billy the Kid, Ann Hudson, Apu is here, and so is Gossip Greg, and let's do it. And if you ever want to do second date update, bring it. 96.7kissfm.com or hit me up at Billy on the radio on Instagram, and we'll figure this out because that's what we do. And especially now that I feel like people are dating now. I mean,
people are lonely and ready, and it's cuddle season.
Yeah, it is. It is cuffing season, Ann Hudson.
That's it, cuffing season. That's what I kind of couldn't remember. Yeah.
And snuggle season.
Cuddling or cuffing.
Cuddling, snuggling, cuffing, whatever you want to call it.
All of it.
So we will reach out and we'll figure out if there's going to be a second date after a date, first date, where, you know, things happen. Sometimes you're just nervous. Sometimes you get ghosted. Now let's figure out this case with Mandy because she's on the phone right now. She went out with Jake. Mandy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're really good.
Hey.
So you go out with Jake from State Farm and we're not happy with Jake. What's going on?
Well, Jake and I have been talking for a little bit and we went on a date. Everything went great. And then all of a sudden on like texts, we haven't planned our second date. And I'm like confused because the date went so good. I don't understand why we haven't planned a second date.
Yeah.
Well, I decided to creep. So I went on his Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I noticed that there's this chick he posted a picture with 3 weeks ago. And it's like caption is heart emoji, and I'm just like, do you have a girlfriend? Like, what is going on?
Hmm.
So then also what makes it awkward is our parents work together.
God.
Set us up for a very long time.
Your parents?
Why would your mom try to set us up knowing you have a girlfriend?
Your moms have tried to set you guys up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jake's mom. So our parents work together, and Jake's mom has been trying to set us up for a very long time.
Well,
what is going on? Like, does the mom just not like his girlfriend and is trying to, like, upgrade it for him?
No doubt you're an upgrade. Right. Hello.
Hello.
Well, this
God's
is
masterpiece over here.
Yeah, damn right. 3 weeks is also 3 weeks, though. A lot can happen in 3 weeks. Maybe they broke up and maybe it's just he hasn't taken the picture down. Well, let's just get him on the phone and we'll figure it out by asking him the right way, right?
You're awesome. That's why I called you guys.
All right, we'll do it next. Second date update is on. It's Kiss FM.
It's like strawberry sugar.
Want to feel better about your love life?
Yes.
Second date update is on.
96.7 Kiss FM. Let's do it. It's Billy the Kid. Anna, you ready?
Yes, okay. I'm excited.
All right, Mandy, we're trying to figure out what's going on. She did a little creeping on the gram after she went out with Jake, and their moms work together. This is all weird. Trying to set them up, and it's always awkward when someone's trying to set you up. then after a great date, they've been talking, texting back and forth, vibing. She sees like a picture on his Instagram of another girl from like 3 weeks ago. So we just get Jake on the phone. Let's figure this out. Jake, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Okay, so we kind of explained what was going on. And I know it's kind of a weird situation between you and Mandy because we found out that your moms work together and all that stuff. And if you can tell us what's happening, because Mandy's on the phone and we're just curious as to what's up. Because obviously you guys went out. It felt like you had a good time. What's up with that second date if there's going to be one?
Mandy's great. It's just kind of a complicated situation.
Okay.
Why?
Yeah.
You know,
what do you mean complicated?
Because you have a girlfriend?
I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings or anything like that.
Is it because you have a girlfriend, though?
Maybe.
No, but, like, is it?
You know, like she said, our moms work together. Uh-huh. My mom, she'd been trying to get me to take Mandy out for a while now.
Yeah.
And it was always strange because I have a girlfriend.
You have one now? Hold on.
Yeah.
You should shut your mom down.
Why would you go out with somebody if you have a girlfriend? Or what do you mean?
Okay, Mandy, no offense. You don't want to date this guy. He's a wimp.
All right, hold on. Let's hear what he has to say.
We had kind of broke up for a little bit. And then when I went out with Mandy on that date, when we had broke up for a little bit.
Okay.
And it was just kind of like, I guess she's out there seeing other guys. I'll go see Mandy. And I didn't think anything was going to happen from it, but, you know, I do like Mandy. I was really into her. She was really cool. It's not what I expected.
What's going on with you and your girlfriend right now, Jake? What's her status? Are you happy? Are you, like, what's going on? Should we just be friends?
Know,
like, I'm not going to wait around.
And I don't expect you to wait around, you know. And me and my girlfriend, we're like on and again, off again.
What are you right now? I feel like we're dancing around this. What are you right now? Let me ask you this. If we called this girl, what would she say?
She would say we're dating.
Yeah. Okay. There we go. There's the answer then.
There it is. That's it.
So.
Okay, so we're done. Yeah. I hope you figure it out with this chick. We can be friends. But you should probably tell your mom to stop trying to hook you up with other people when you have a girlfriend.
Yeah, I guess we got to keep our moms out of the business. I agree.
All right, this is wow.
You need to tell your mom to stop trying to hook you up with people.
I mean, your mom was on it too, so let's not get too.
My mom didn't know you had a girlfriend.
Oh,
well, maybe.
So yeah, my mom's trying to help me find a faithful, good guy, and she thought that you were that.
Huh? Well, she should have creeped like apparently you did.
Well,
my mom. 70 years old. She does not have an Instagram to creep and doesn't even know what creeping means.
Okay, well, hold on. Because, I mean, you say you were on a break while this happened and you took Mandy out. And you, I mean, it sounds like you were doing it to just kind of appease your mom. And it is what
you
it
know,
is.
You know, we were on a break. And then, I mean, my girlfriend, she was seeing other people while we were on a break. So, I mean, that's kind of what you do on breaks.
So,
it's
yeah.
not that absurd.
It's not
okay,
like he
but
cheated.
You should have let me know that. You should have been like, hey, I'm on a break with my girl. It could happen again. Like, why are you, like, you're still texting me? Like, it just doesn't make any sense.
I didn't even know you. That was the first time we had actually hung out.
But then why did you continue to keep texting me?
Apparently, I cut it off at some point. That's why you called the radio station.
All right.
No, I called the radio station because I saw you had a girl and you haven't cut it off. You've still been texting me. So I'm calling the radio station to figure out what's going on. And you're just backtracking because you're called out.
I told you.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Tell me, I had to call a radio station to figure it out.
Well, we figured it out, but here's what, I mean, moving forward, look at it like this. You know, you're on again, off again with this girl that whoever she is right now, it seems like you're on, and you're kind of hesitant to say that. But if you like Mandy, I like Mandy. She's ready for whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like you kind of liked Mandy, and you're surprised that you liked her as much as you did.
Yeah, you know, but...
You're not ready to date.
She just got an F from him. I would be like, ow.
Anne would be out.
So bad.
You would be out. But people, listen, I've been in situations where you're trapped in a toxic relationship and it's ugly. You need to figure out your own situation and then possibly bring Mandy into it. But you need to figure this out with this
totally.
Other girl. I mean, and then.
But it's really tough to make decisions on a radio station.
No, I know it is. I'm not asking you to make a decision right now. I'm not. I don't think anybody's. We wouldn't even get a real answer right now. Anyway, even if you said something, I think you got to let it play out. But Mandy, let's say he goes out. You guys hang up, and you know, in 2 weeks, he calls you and he says, "Hey, I broke up with my girl. You want to go out? Would you?"
I would not.
You would not. So, is there even a chance?
I would want to just be friends.
So you're good with
I've
being
been
friends.
In a situation where someone had clearly, you guys have history. And you've broken up before. I don't want to put myself in a situation where you get back together and you drop me like a hot potato. I get you're in a situation that sucks. I've been there. So all I can do is just support you as a friend, but that's all I'll be.
Okay.
I mean, that's what the situation is, I guess, you know?
Well, let us know what happens. If you guys continue to talk and something comes out of this, let us know because I'm curious.
Your guys are awesome.
Okay. Hold up. Woo! Wow. Hey, you know what's going on is the mom was trying to hook him up to get her, to get him away from the girlfriend.
100%. A meddler.
And it sounds a meddler.
Yeah. Mom, a meddler. I hope I don't turn out to be one of those.
Well, I mean, but you're wanting the best thing for your son. And it sounds like he's in a bad, toxic relationship. But you don't want to be a part of that because even if they get into a relationship, he's going to look back. She's going to look back on him and go, and you were talking to me when you were kind of talking to another girl. So,
right. Yeah.
It's bad foundation right off the bat.
The Billy the Kid Show is on. 96.7.
Kiss.
Out in his circles. Run away, run away, run away.
Wow, I just learned something new about my best friend over here.
Oh,
so
what?
Shocked. It's 96.7 Kiss FM.
I didn't know you was going to talk about it.
And Billy the Kid and Hudson
is
here.
Fair. I want to be a best friend, too.
You're one of my best friends, for sure.
Good.
I was talking about Pooh, but you're one of my best friends. Pooh's one of my best friends. Hi, Greg. Greg's one of my best friends.
Oh, my God.
Gossip wow. Greg. Love you. I'm messing with you. Pooh just told me he had a crush on a total fictional character that I thought was so weird. I'm like, what?
Who? Jessica Rabbit?
It's gotta be,
oh, my God.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yes.
How did you know that, Ann?
Oh, my God, because that was like everybody's fantasy back in the day.
How can it be a fantasy when it's a cartoon? I don't know that.
Because she was just like this cartoon of,
It was a bunny. Wasn't it?
She was in Who Shot Roger Rabbit. Which is
an old movie, and it's a cartoon. It's not real. It's not a real human being.
I know, when I was a little kid, I was just...
Little kid, you told me 2 seconds ago when we were off the air that you still think she's hot.
I mean, she's hot, but I'm just saying...
I mean, she's not real.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, but he's not alone on that. People used to, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I can't be the only crazy one.
Is there a fictional character that you would want to hook up with, Ann?
Oh, I have one.
No, I don't even hook up with real people.
Well, you're married.
I know, but I'm saying, like, you know.
Breaking news. Greg, you do?
I do, yes. Prince Eric from The Little Mermaid.
See?
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Yeah,
I will never watch these movies.
I always thought he was so hot.
I always think about how Disney, like, inserted something kind of funny when he was getting married in that movie. He gets a little whistle for me. I need my whistle stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
There it is. Yeah. Did you ever hear that? Like behind the scenes, Disney inserting like little gestures.
You know what? Thank you for listening. I appreciate it so much because the world might be ending after this. 96.7 Kiss FM.
Oh, I can't sleep until I feel your touch.
96.7 Kiss FM. It is Billy the Kid, Ann Hudson, Pooh, Gossip Greg. And I'm laughing because Pooh just revealed to me that he has a crush on a fictional character, Jessica Rabbit, from an old school movie where she was... I mean, it's a cartoon. It's weird.
I feel like everyone did. Jessica Rabbit was the thing.
Yeah. I don't remember that. It's before my time. But Carlos, I guess it's not so weird. Shout out to Carlos. He says he has a crush on Jessica Rabbit, too. So.
Yeah, and he even has his wife dress up like her.
Oh, Carlos.
Yeah, no, role play.
Oh, wow.
Shout out to Carlos.
Watch this. Now, you have a crush on a fictional character. Who?
Aladdin.
Yes.
Why? One, he has a genie that allows him to do anything, right? So we can do anything, anywhere, anytime. And he has a magic carpet, like, anything at any time.
Okay, hold on. Stop.
Oh, that was a good movie.
That is. It's one of my faves.
Thank you so
much.
They
made it with people, too, so.
But it's not real? Okay. All right, what's trending's coming up next? Ann, what's up?
No, Jossie Cardi B is being sued. I'll tell you why coming up in What's Trending.
It's Kiss FM. I'm so weirded out. People can have... This is why that weird anime, you know, adult stuff exists because of you freaks.
Oh, okay.
Extremo, 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 extremo. Hollywood headlines, Austin. Here's what's trending with Ann Hudson on 96.7 Kiss FM.
Wow, so the Louisville, Kentucky mayor declared a state of emergency ahead of a potential decision in the Breonna Taylor case. Kentucky Attorney General is expected to announce soon whether he'll charge the police officers who shot and killed Taylor. She's the 26-year-old black woman following the no-knock search warrant at her apartment back in March. It's not clear when a decision will be made, but the Louisville mayor says that he wants the city to be ready for any potential civil unrest and to give space to protesters while also keeping everyone safe.
It's taken forever to come out and say this, though.
Like, I know. Honestly, it really has. So the Time 100 magazine, which is the list of the world's most influential people, it actually aired last night with a first ever primetime broadcast. It was on ABC. I kind of tuned in to the end of it, but the magazine itself is coming out on Friday. It's going to feature 8 different covers. Megan Thee Stallion's on one of the covers. Dr. Anthony Fauci, The Weeknd, Gabrielle Union. Those are some of the other covers, but Black Lives Matters activists and COVID-19 heroes, they dominate the list. So it was really cool, though, to watch it last night. Jennifer Hudson performed. You would have loved it. Billie Halsey performed. Oh. And then also I was happy because Megan and Harry, they appeared at the very end, but I'm already seeing that they're being criticized for breaking royal protocol by addressing the presidential elections. They were encouraging people to vote.
They're not royals.
I know they let the royal, but it is really like they're not allowed to vote. And even Harry talked about it last night. He was like, you know, I haven't been able to vote ever. So, you know, this is a big deal. And Meghan Markle was just saying it's the most important election of our lifetime. But yeah, over in the UK, they're already like, how can they, get involved in politics? They're not supposed to do that. That's just like traditionally not a big
deal. Well, I think they're just encouraging democracy. I don't think they're encouraging any specific candidate. I mean, you know, you should get out and register and vote. For sure you should go vote. Yeah.
100%. So Cardi B, y'all, she's being sued for defamation. According to the paperwork, Cardi and her crew defamed a group of people by calling them racist during an altercation in the Hamptons earlier this month. The plaintiffs say that they were just enjoying their time at Smith's Point Beach with their families when they were threatened, all because one of them was wearing a MAGA hat. That's it. That's the reason. They're like, Cardi came up and tweeted the video, and they're saying that she altered the video to make it like look like they were getting harassed, but in fact they were the ones being harassed. So they're saying that it was edited falsely to paint them as racist. So far, no word from Cardi's camp, but she is being sued right now as a result of that video that she tweeted out last month. So keep you updated on that, and that's what's trending on 96.7 Kiss FM.
I mean, I'm looking at the influential people, Time Magazine. Like, I get Megan Thee Stallion, but having her on the cover as one of the most influential people in the world of the year. Come on.
I mean, it seems like she's all the rage. Everyone's been talking about her all year, from getting shot in the foot to her song Savage being one of the top TikTok songs.
Yeah. I love her.
I mean, I feel like her name is constantly.
You're
going to
be one of the most influential people in the world because of WAP.
Absolutely.
She's influencing the world. I understand. I understand your point, but in a list of 100
classy
people,
bougie and ratchet.
But I mean, people are talking about her. It's one of the most popular
things. We just lost Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Okay, is she on the list?
Nope.
Thank you. Drop mic. Goodbye. Yeah,
not at all.
Really? Come on.
She should be on the list. Aw.
The Billy the Kid Show is on 96.7
Kiss FM.
Kiss FM. Here we go. Gossip Greg.
Bless it. Bless it. Everybody bless it.
Greg, what are we blessing today? What's going on?
I really, really, really hate to bless this because I love this brand so much. But I gotta bless Gucci. Oh my gosh. I even named my dog after Gucci. I love them so much. But their fall and winter brand, like their new collection for 2020, has got me like, what? They're coming out with a new pair of jeans with grass stains.
Oh gosh.
I mean, they always do things like this. It's just a whole marketing thing. Remember when they came out with like mud on them for real?
Yeah, they still have that. They also have their dirty sneakers, and I'm just like, why do you want to look dirty? Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's one thing to have holy jeans, you know, that's a cool trend. I'm down for that. But grass stains, like, I'm not down for that. It looks like you've been rolling around just totally in the grass. And the thing is that these jeans are not cute at all. They're not form-fitting. They're, like, really ugly. I'm going to post it.
That's what's in style, though, right?
That is the complete style right now. The mom jeans where they hang loose. See? You're showing your age, Greg. You're not staying on trend.
Oh, I'm staying on trend. I'm staying on the clean trend. I'm not here for dirty
clothes. No, you're in 2010.
No, you are in 2010. Because, I mean, Golden Goose shoes, that trend's been going around for a while. Golden Goose tennis shoes are the beat up. They bury the leather for like 7 months to give them that worn feel, and they look old and people don't get it.
But those are
selling
cute.
Like hotcakes, $500.
Those look cute. Though, but the Gucci's do not look cute at all. And these jeans, you would totally wear these jeans and with grass stains just because they're like the new collection.
I personally wouldn't. And these are for men, so I personally wouldn't. But for sure, you're gonna see people that like to show off their money wearing these and rocking them. I mean, and people
get
like,
this. They're $1,200.
Is the style though? Yeah, I mean, $1,200. I imagine for Gucci, that's what it's gonna be. But it's just the style. The new style is like with these big baggy jeans that are straight down. It's just weird to me.
I know. It's totally different, but I'm here for it right now.
You are?
No, you're not.
I'm here anything moo-moo, anything baggy, anything comfort. Comfort is my middle name nowadays with this pandemic happening.
I used to wear jeans every day. I haven't put on a pair of jeans. Well, I did this past weekend for the first time in probably months.
Oh, good for you. You fitted them? I don't fit in any of my jeans, I don't think, anymore. It's bad.
No?
Yeah.
Well, and you might need
good.
To get your
I'm
pair
literally,
of these.
I did go on a 6-mile run walk yesterday. Did y'all get my little notification on your Apple Watch?
I sure didn't.
No. Oh, yeah. Well, it was there.
How annoying. If somebody, if I am set up to get somebody else's notification that they worked out, what's wrong with you?
No, it's
well,
a way to prove.
It just kind of encourages you, like, oh, crap, yeah, I need to do that too.
It's like a little boost. It's a way to, like, encourage you to, like, beat their score and, like, go over their calorie count.
I don't need that.
Watch this morning was like, yay, Anne, you killed it yesterday, girl. You were on, and it, like, gave me an encouraging message, mm-hmm. so I'm going to go do it again today.
Oh, because your watch did it? Yeah, please.
Yeah. Yeah. It just kind of reminds you. It's like a little tap on the shoulder, like, I'm your conscience. All right. Go get your cardio, your steps in.
Well, bless that, and bless these ugly jeans. Yeah, I don't care how much. If they were $100, I wouldn't buy them.
Hell no.
Gross.
Bless it, everybody.
Bless
96.7 Kiss FM. It is Bill the Kid, Ann Hudson, Pooh, Gossip Greg. I actually had a call, you know, a few minutes ago, and I wasn't going to bring it back up. And the reason I wasn't going to bring it back up is because I don't want anybody to hear this. I don't want the girl that he was talking about to hear it. So I'm not going to air him again, ever. I told Pooh, I'm like,
she dumps him.
Yeah, I'm like, cut him out of the podcast. But this guy called up to confess basically that he was thinking about leaving his wife. And it's hard for me to even say because it's so cringy and awful. Because she had some stretch marks and he
so ridiculous.
Thought it was gross and he couldn't get intimate and all this stuff. And it just, it made me angry. And I'm like, I don't, but I do have his number and he's tried to call back and I'm like, no, I'm blocking this guy forever. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to Violet about it, but I mean, I can't stand him. I hate him.
I know. I do too. I was
sitting in my
so
car waiting to get into work because I was shaking so bad because I wanted to go off on this guy.
Yeah.
Same. I literally was trying to control myself because I felt like throwing F-bombs and obviously that's not appropriate.
I know.
I have three kids and my husband has never, ever told me anything about my body like that.
Same.
No, because true love, you don't look at just that. You know, I mean, it is what it is.
No.
Yeah, no way. Violet, I'm glad that you called. So thank you for that. What are you, you're going to work right now?
Yes.
Oh, well, good. Well, have a great day.
I'm a research coordinator, and we're working on an antiviral medication for
COVID-19. Nice.
Oh, wow. That is amazing. I actually was just about to talk about in what's trending coming up because they're warning about the twindemic.
What is that?
Oh, my gosh.
You'll find out what's trending coming
up.
No,
I'm going to find out from Violet right now. Hey, Violet, what are you... Violet,
I can't give out that information.
Oh, dang it. Okay. But would you take... Let me ask you this. Would you take the vaccine when they come out with it?
I would not.
That's a long pause.
Oh, bless.
You would not?
Not this soon. Not this early. Mm. I would wait until next year.
Okay. All right, good
See,
to know.
Everyone feels it. That's why we're going to be in this for a while.
Well, given your title, research coordinator, director, person, and very important, I'm going to listen to you. So now I think I'm going to go by what you said. Forget the CDC. Thank you, Violet.
Same.
Yeah,
same.
Definitely get the flu shot,
okay.
But I don't think I would get the COVID vaccine.
Okay. Well, you know what? Thank you. You just gave me the best medical advice ever for free.
Yeah.
Thank you, Violet.
You guys have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
I still need to know about the twindemic then, Ann. Can you tell me
You're
about
that? You're going to find out about it in What's Trending.
Next on Kiss FM.
Hollywood headlines Austin. Here's What's Trending with Ann Hudson on 96.7 Kiss FM.
Did you guys see the report that the U.S. has reached a COVID-19 death toll of 200,000 people, which is a reminder that we are far from done with this virus? And Dr. Mark Escott, which he's the interim health authority of Austin Public Health this week, he gave an update to the Travis County commissioners, and he said the numbers and the hospital capacity are really in decent shape right now, meaning there are plenty of hospital beds, and that's kind of how they rate it. So that's good for Travis County. But they're saying with schools reopening, the concern is a twindemic. They're calling it a twindemic. That's an epidemic of COVID-19 and the flu combined.
Oh,
and they were saying, I know. Yeah. And that's why they are encouraging people to get the flu shot, because they're saying that hospitals will not be able to handle surges in both of these viruses. And he was talking about how last year, if you look at it, the flu season was so bad last year that the ICU capacity was maxed out just from the flu alone last year. So definitely something to think about. And he was encouraging again for everyone to get their flu shots to try to at least prevent that.
Okay. So yeah, even during a normal flu season or a bad flu season, it will max out ICU.
Correct.
So that's scary on top of COVID. Oh, now correct. I didn't even think. Damn it, 2020.
I know. It's just, yeah, it's bad. So take care of yourself as much as you can. So Air Force Two was carrying Mike Pence last night and was forced to return to the New Hampshire airport after it was hit by birds. They're saying that the plane took off and 7 seconds later, they saw that there was fire sparks coming out of the plane's right engine. And that's why they were thankfully safely able to land the airplane. And anyway, Vice President ended up flying back on a cargo plane, which is the plane that usually transports his vehicles, but definitely could have been far worse. I mean, remember the airplane that had to land in the Hudson after taking off from New York?
That was birds too, right? Yeah.
Yes, that was birds that caused that. So obviously this worked out better that they were able to land safely.
Gossip Greg, did you know who Mike Pence is? Do you know who he is?
Yes. It's our vice president.
Well, last time we asked this, you didn't. So I'm just double checking.
I said,
You said
Joe
Biden.
I just told him like 35 seconds before you asked him.
That doesn't mean anything. Last time I asked him, he said Joe Biden was our vice president.
He was at one point.
I know, he was at one point.
Who was he the vice president for?
Obama.
Yeah, see?
Good. Well, I'm glad. They had a little history.
Nailing it today. Good for you, Greg.
Yeah. I know things.
He's so
this is our version
educated.
Of virtual school.
So Vanessa Bryant, she is suing the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department and the sheriff for a photograph leak of the helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant and their daughter Gianna and 7 others back in January. She, you know, we've kind of reported this on in the past because what was happening is that she was asking for information about the leak. She was asking the police department, but they wouldn't give her any information because they weren't legally obligated to do so. But now she is suing them. She wants undisclosed damages for civil rights violations, negligence, emotional distress, and violation of privacy. Because do y'all remember that story? It came out that these police officers were in a bar and they had pictures on their phone and were like showing girls in the bar the pictures to like try to get a date, I guess.
Oh, it happens all the time too. They sell them to TMZ and whatnot. Like, you
so
know.
Awful.
So it is awful. It really is because somebody's already going through a tragedy. Doesn't that seem like forever ago though?
Yeah.
It does. I mean, this year has just been, and do you remember back, I was thinking earlier in January how the Australian fires were the big bad thing, remember?
Yeah.
It was crazy town right then. Just so much has happened
this year. 2020, I always say if 2020 were a candy, it would be candy corn. It sucks.
Yeah.
Or the yellow starburst.
Yeah, the yellow starburst.
Because that's the worst one.
Tastes like plague.
Oh, my God.
I hope 2021 is the pink starburst.
I thought you were going to say something like a sucker because it sucks. You
know? No, no.
That's that.
That was a very bad joke. I'm tired. Okay, that's what's trending on 96.7 Kiss FM.
And it'll be here all week if you want comedy. .7 Kiss FM, Billy the Kid, and Hudson. Let's get to it because, we had a follow-up that a lot of people missed. And, oh, man, it was a good one because over the weekend, I get this girl who called us. This was a few weeks ago, and she basically confessed that she had a little secret she was keeping from her man. And that secret was she had an OnlyFans account. And this OnlyFans account, by the way, was, you know, I know people yelled at me online. They were like, it doesn't always have to be an adult content. I'm like, well, normally it is. Let's be real.
Yeah. I mean,
you just put it on Instagram otherwise.
I mean, it's stuff you wouldn't put out to the public without getting paid for it.
Exactly. And what is that? Usually that's going to be something that's more, you know.
Risque.
Yeah.
Right. People do it. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Do whatever you want. I don't care. I'm not paying for it, but whatever. But she was doing this and supporting them because he had gotten furloughed. Boyfriend got furloughed from his job. He didn't know that she was supporting with OnlyFans money that she was basically getting by posing in lingerie. She said she wasn't getting naked, but she didn't tell him what she was doing. And guess what? She did tell him, and we got an update because, listen.
I did tell him, and let's just say it didn't go over well. I mean, we got into a huge fight. He left to save his brother. Then he came back a couple of days later, and since then, like, we're trying to work it out, but I don't know if it's going to happen. And
I mean, are you going to give up your account, or would you want to give it? Like, are you wanting to give it up and work it out with him, or keep doing that?
I mean, right now he's mad at me about the fact that I hid it so long, and he's been saying it makes him think that I'm hiding other things. Like, I honestly didn't think he'd react the way he did. Like, he even said he freaked out and he said he didn't want to pay the rent with slut money.
Oh, my God.
So, like, it's not looking good. So, like, if he's going to break up with me, I'm not going to give this up. If this is the end, then, like, I'm not losing both things.
So, you're kind of waiting to see what...
I don't want to be with someone who's that terrible to me.
Yeah, this is why you just... honesty is always the best policy, because you get yourself in these predicaments. So you're saying you don't want to give it up. If he's going to break up with you and you're kind of waiting to see what he wants to do, then you're not going to give it up. But if you might give it up, you might think about it if you guys stick it out and stay together.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Ooh, this is a... Man, yeah. I don't know how... I got to be honest. If I was thinking about myself, if I was in this situation and somebody hid this from me, I don't want to say it'd be an automatic deal breaker. I probably wouldn't react by calling it... Well, I don't know. He called it slut money?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, whoa.
It was slut money.
Yeah.
Well, he feels betrayed. I mean, he's angry. He's mad. He's using
See, Pooh's the kind. Now, Pooh's the kind of guy who would not care. He's the kind of guy, as long as his rent's paid, he doesn't care what you're doing.
I'm not going to lie to you, Chris.
He would do it.
I'll support you.
You wouldn't. You'd probably help her post and take the pictures.
I'd be like, girl, use that right light over there.
Oh, my God.
Well, good luck. I know you guys been... So... Yeah, you didn't tell him until a couple weeks ago. So this has been like only a couple week kind of thing where you guys have been going back and forth, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck. Once again, let us know what happens. I'm curious if this is going to be something that you guys can work. I hope it's something you can work out, but let us know.
All right. I will.
I just don't think it's going to work out. I'm going to check up with her in a couple weeks. Yeah. You know, once you have that foundation, once something like that happens, maybe I'm just an insecure person, but I would be like... It would always be in the back of my head that she's lying to me now, you know?
Yeah, totally.
That's what happened. We'll see you tomorrow. Greg's freaking out. What are you making on these faces for? You okay?
Yeah, I mean, I need a haircut, and I was supposed to get a haircut today, but LOL, it got canceled, and I have a date later, so I got to figure this out.
Your hair looks fine. Why'd it get canceled?
She's going out of town.
Well, your date will get canceled, too, I'm sure. So. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding, Greg. Oh, gosh. Your hair looks good. Your date is going to be...
I need a fresh fade.
Fabulous. You are going to be on top of the world. Don't you worry about it, all right?
Okay.
All right, we're out of here. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Have a good day. Greg is so mad.
From the Precision Heating and Air Traffic Center.